This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Philly season is soon upon us. I worked out yesterday, John.
Whoa.
Be proud of me.
There you go.
What does working out entail for you? I don't think I've ever heard you say that you worked out.
There'd be some push-ups. There'd be some sit-ups. I didn't get the cardio in a big form. I did the walk. I did the push-ups and sit-ups.
So you're not like going to the gym.
Hold up. How many push-ups and sit-ups?
I gave you a big five of each.
Five push-ups?
Are you kidding
me? Is that a joke?
I am kidding you.
Oh, thank God.
I got to 20. Yeah, I figured
it's so much better.
I cracked it up to 20.
That's actually,
you did 20 sit-ups.
It's almost kind of worse.
I'm easing into it. You quit.
Well, and you said, that's my
20
workout.
Sit-ups.
I don't know how my body's going to react. So I can tell you right now,
20 sit-ups, that's like you do more than that at work, standing up and sitting down.
Yeah, 20 push-ups, man. That's like one set of push-ups.
Well, I was on the DeMarco Murray plan when Chip Kelly said his biorhythms weren't right to go and practice that thing.
No, you came in. You were just puffy because you wanted to tell you worked out.
I was kind of joking.
I don't know though.
I was joking a little bit.
You feel like you accomplished something.
The face off with Jack.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
20 push ups.
I mean,
20
sit-ups.
Push-ups,
you know,
I mean,
20 sit-ups part, that is really pathetic.
Yeah,
that's
not much.
Really bad,
not
man.
Much. I'll crank it up.
Push-ups, if you haven't done them in a long time, 20.
That's a lot.
If you're not doing the assisted push-ups.
Don't give me any credit.
By the way, I didn't say they were continuous.
Honestly,
it was 10 and 10.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I think it might be different for a guy,
too. It's embarrassing.
I think it might be easier because triceps are much stronger on guys.
Like, full push-up is easier for men.
Yeah, when I do push-ups, I do sets of 20.
Absolutely. 20 is where it starts for a child. I'm telling you, it's easier for men to do push-ups because triceps are stronger on men for some reason. I actually heard that for women, tricep is a weaker muscle, maybe the weakest muscle for a woman. Joe, you should have stronger triceps than 20.
Well, you know, I'll try to rev it up. All right, Devin, are you excited for the Philly season? Okay, a lot of questions. As excited as last year, more excited than 2 weeks ago, lukewarm. Where are you?
I'm excited for baseball to be back. I'm excited for the Philly season. I will say, I think something, you know, expectations, heartbreak from the past few postseasons aside, I do think it deflates it a bit when opening day isn't here. Like when it's down in Washington, D.C., it takes away from the excitement. I think Had tomorrow's game been at Citizens Bank Park, we would be really revved up, and I'm sure everyone will be really excited, you know, on Sunday going into Monday's home opener.
Well, I agree with
well,
that.
Well, hold on. Only if, they're 2-1.
That's true.
If they're 1-2 or, God forbid, 0-3, that's
all. They're playing the Nationals.
I don't think they're going to be, but I'm just saying, if they're 0-3, that's a different Monday, guys.
Well, you're right, but...
I mean,
but
right?
See, I can just already tell that this season,
you know what I mean, the beginning.
We've seen these things before.
You're so right.
It's like when you get ready for a playoff series and game three is at home, but you're down 2-0 before you get to game
three. You're
screwed. Yeah,
it's not fun. Doc Rivers is your coach and you're up 3-1.
Well, that's another matter.
Kind of deflates.
All right, Rhea, are you fired up?
I am absolutely fired up because, as you've pointed out, I've lived through a lot of bad baseball teams. I've lived through seasons where it was over before the first pitch ever got thrown. It's still a really good baseball team. So, I mean, do they have their flaws? Yes. One thing that I'm really intrigued by, and Elliot pointed this out as well, and I had put it in an update, the Phillies led spring training by drawing 148 walks.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying.
They are talking about it.
They talked about it last year, too, and then they just did what... That's my fear, is muscle memory, you know, comes back to people. They just start hacking away.
Yep.
I'm glad that Marchand is the backup. Alvarado looks great. Kepler's had a great spring. And I'm excited that there's going to be some youth. I believe that some of the... I mean, we know Painter's going to come up. But I think Crawford's going to come up at some point this season.
Yeah, and you know who will go? Rojas.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. So look, 215-592-9494. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a $100 gift card from Wild Fork Foods. Make your baseball tailgate a home run with the best prices and widest selection of tailgate food, including beef jumbo hot dogs and Angus beef burgers. Find Philadelphia area store locations at Wild Fork Foods or shop online and get same-day shipping. You know, we were talking before the show about the great James Caan from the movie The Program. We get into all sorts of conversation about sports movies. Here's the deal today. We've talked about great characters before. I don't know if we've ever done this. The best character ever in a sports movie that was an adversary. An adversary in a sports, and there's so many sports movies and there's so many adversaries. Which character is the best character that was an adversary in a sports movie? Entertained you, annoyed you, posed a challenge to our guy we were rooting for, whatever. Put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. A character from a sports movie that was an adversary. Who's the best of the best? John Ritchie, I turn to you. I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore or not. And this goes for everyone today at 215-592-9494. John, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going Mount Rushmore because there is no way in the world I could vote against Ivan Drago.
That's a big one.
Ivan Drago was the embodiment of the Cold War.
That's a really big one.
He scared me. This was, what, 1985-ish?
I think.
I was in fifth grade.
Sure.
I can remember going to the movie theater over at the Capital City Mall to watch this with Dan Capello. It really was rowdy in the theater. Like,
and he was doing steroids.
The heart of the Cold War. Everyone was doing steroids.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Everyone who did boxing movies back then, they were all doing steroids.
All right, Drago. So John's not messing around. He goes to one of the big three adversaries from the Rocky series. Devin, give me an adversary in a sports movie.
From The Sandlot, The Beast.
Yeah.
The Beast as an adversary.
Yeah, doesn't always have to be an opponent. Like, I was thinking of Max Mercy from The Natural, who's an adversary of short.
You were thinking of The Natural?
What a shock.
I'm surprised to The Natural.
There's no one player, but, you know, Max Mercy was a pain in the ass as a reporter. I hate pain in the ass sports reporters. Good morning to you. James Seltzer. Speaking of James Seltzer. James, give me an adversary in a sports movie.
I'll go with a movie that I think rocks and you didn't like, which is a bad take by you as usual. Mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards in Hustle was awesome.
That movie. Yeah, well, he was fine. No, I think he did a pretty good job. I just didn't like the Sixers role in that movie. Rhea, an adversary.
Now, where the Sixers are now, it feels a little more appropriate, doesn't it?
It does now. Rhea, an adversary in a sports movie. A great character.
No one makes me bleed my own blood. White Goodman in Dodgeball.
Oh, in Dodgeball.
Ben Stiller.
Okay.
Did you ever see Dodgeball?
I have not.
Ah!
I have not seen it.
Joe, it's a fun movie.
Joe doesn't like comedy.
He won't like it.
I don't like most comedy. That is true. All right. An adversary in a sports movie. There are so many sports movies. Put those thinking caps on. Give us a great answer. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, wait till you hear what John Tortorella said last night. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Mike? Doing great.
Good. So I got the, I think, Raging Bull, the Sugar Ray Robinson. I think that's one of the best.
Yeah, now that's real life, but we'll think about whether we want to count that or not. I was thinking more in the fictional variety. Obviously, Sugar Ray is you know, an all-time boxer, but okay, I'll write it down.
Either that or
next guy's going to call in and say the Soviets, you know, in the 80 hockey movie. And then, did you just say Apollo Creed, Mike?
He did.
Apollo Creed,
Mike,
too,
Mike. Enough.
Mike.
All right. Only I take that many answers off the board.
Does that count?
No, Apollo can't win because he said Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, my God.
Which we don't even know if he can win.
Apollo, that's massive.
Okay. All right. We got you noted there. What do you got on the Phillies, Mike?
I mean, I think Sugar Ray Robinson should count. We set up an adversary in a sports movie.
Even though it's
real
life?
We didn't say fiction.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
We didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't. All right, Mike, what do you got for us, pal?
So I'm just fired up for the Phillies in general. I mean, I'm not lukewarm. I'm not thinking they're going to the World Series, but I'm just ready for some stress in my life.
I think they could go to the World Series.
That's
a good line.
Stress. I'm excited. The Eagles Super Bowl was way too easy to sit there and enjoy it and eat wings and smile. I'm just ready to yell at a TV on a Wednesday night.
You know what? I mean, Mike, that's a great point. I wonder, here I am
get
saying,
the juices flowing.
Hey, when you mention the World Series and I feel like, oh my gosh, yeah, hey, we could go to that. It really does feel way too casual the way I feel about the World Series as it relates to our Phillies, I think in part because of the Eagles. I think in part because the Eagles are so amazing and because, wow, part of what I feel like the immediacy of this season being upon us is because the Eagles played so far and so deep and so great. I think this baseball team can be that great. They are that experienced, that's for sure. They got the postseason pedigree now.
Because you're essentially saying the pressure is kind of off, at least in your mind. I think a lot of Philadelphia sports fans are in the same boat as you, John.
Oh,
Mark.
I disagree. The pressure is on.
Oh, it's on.
It is on.
When it relates to the Eagles, like it's not like we're waiting and waiting for a team to bring us another parade, right?
Yeah,
like
but it's not that pressure. People are like, they're going to get broken up. Schwarber's not going to get re-signed. JT's not going to get re-signed.
A lot of free agents.
Rob Thompson could get dumped. I mean, I think this team has more pressure on it. Gosh, and any Philadelphia sports team since
the Eagles in 2004?
Yeah, maybe 20 years ago with the Eagles. I mean that.
Yeah, John's team. You know the pressure to finally get there.
I mean it.
Those 2 years, I'm telling you, it was crazy. It was every day at the grocery store. Hey, Rich, you Super Bowl or what?
Yeah.
I really was looking at my, it's March. I just arrived in town.
But does
it's
that
March.
I just hope that doesn't, because we saw it kind of affect the players, I think, especially towards the end of last season. I just hope that pressure doesn't get to them this season.
Well, they got to be pros. That's the job.
If it does, then they're not a championship
team. Yeah, I mean, look, the 80 Phillies dealt with it. I mean, they had a tremendous amount of pressure.
The Sixers dealt with it back in the late
70s.
Well, they finally dealt with it in 83. But
better prepared.
And look, the Sixers, you go to 80 and 82, and when they got to the finals those 2 years, obviously got there in 77 as well. I mean, the Lakers were a juggernaut. I mean, they were, you know, I mean, there's no shame to losing to Magic and Kareem in six
games.
There's
a shame in being up 2-0 over
Portland.
Yeah,
for sure.
And losing that.
All right, James, true or false, more pressure, and I think the answer is true because I think there's more pressure than on any Sixers team in the last 7 years, more pressure on this Phillies team than any Philadelphia sports team since the 04 Eagles.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true, but I definitely think there is a lot of pressure.
Give me the team.
I mean,
2011 Phillies, no, because
no,
they won the World Series. Yeah.
I mean, it feels like there have been Eagles teams, though, along
Who?
The line. Like
no. No. Give me the team.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, like
08 had a lot of pressure because it was the fifth time in the conference title
game. But even then, you're right. It's not as much.
It also kind of came out of nowhere because they were 9-6-1. It was a 3-week build-up.
It might have been since 04. Either way, there is definitely a ton of pressure
massive.
On this team. There is no, like, the whole no pressure thing is nonsense.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
massive pressure. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you what also is nonsense. An answer John Tortorella gave yesterday after the Flyers game. So first off, let me tell you, Twitter poll questions of the day. We got three of them. All brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy is your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now is the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question. Phillies over-under is 91 wins. Excuse me, 91.5 wins. 91.5. Do you think the Phillies go over or under 91.5 wins this year. Last year they got to 95. Now remember, the Braves were down with their injuries, so that kind of changes the equation a bit. 91.5 over-under, which way do you go? Second poll question. Uniform. Should I wear it on Monday? Not tomorrow. Full Phillies uniform. Should I wear it for the home opener, to the home opener on Monday? John, we will let people weigh in.
Are you going to let them decide or just weigh in?
I don't know. You know who might decide, Rhea? I'm not kidding. The Phillies this weekend.
Oh, if they have a bad weekend, you're not wearing it?
Yeah, sort of less inclined. I mean, I'm just being honest. But then there's something to be said for being the guy that's the hero that steps up and helps them turn that frown upside down.
You're a hero.
I'm a hero.
Wait, so what happened last season or home
you
opener?
You wore it.
No, I know. But the one that you, is it proven good luck when you wear it is what I want to know.
They got to Game 6 of the World Series and Game 7 in the NLCS. They went further than they did when you wore it.
Okay. All right.
Not a hero. Devin, not a hero.
Not a hero.
But to the opener. Did you wear it to the season opener?
Yes. Well, the home opener. It's a home opener.
Yeah.
Thing. So, yeah, the home opener.
Okay.
So, look, but I want to, you guys tell me. I mean, on one hand, a lot of people are saying enough with the traditions of the last couple of years, like dancing on my own, get that out. You know, so.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people are like, get the players out. Some people are like, get Rob Thompson out. So we ask you, should the uniform be out? Or is it one of those things that's like, this is what we do. Do it. Do what we do. And by the way, they did get further when I wore it. All right, so should I wear the uniform, yes or no? Third Twitter poll question. Do you want Tortorella back next year as the Flyers head coach?
No.
Notice we phrase it that way because there's a chance he quits. He retires. He resigns. So that could be they fire him or he quits or they choose to keep him. We ask this question. Do you want him back, Rhea? You do not?
No.
All right, let's listen to John Tortorella last night. By the way, they are 1-11 in their last 12 games. They gave up seven goals for the second consecutive game. And then last night after the game, Tortorella said this.
It's my job to prepare this team in this type of situation. Haven't done a good enough job past couple of games.
These last two games, are you sensing frustration setting in? Maybe it's a cumulative effect from last week playing well and not getting results?
Well, when you're in this type of situation and you're losing all the time and there's nothing at the end of the tunnel for you, there's certainly going to be some frustration, but this falls on me. I'm not really interested in learning how to coach this type of season where we're at right now. But I have to do a better job. So this falls on me, getting the team prepared to play the proper way until we get to the end.
Look, I know the guy doesn't have pliers, okay? I get it. I know they just traded players at the trade deadline. I know that deflated the team and took away some of their better skill. But I don't know how you bring the guy back. It's 2 years in a row that it's an utter collapse. I mean, it's just like, I know they don't have enough players. We all know they don't have enough players. But can they do better than giving up 14 goals in the last two games? I mean,
a lot.
For the love of God. I mean, 1-11. It's 2 years in a row. They got right to the trade deadline and had an absolute freaking collapse. And by the way, part of this thing for next year, obviously, is going to be better players and charging up the fan base. Part of it also is going to be giving the fan base hope based on a new angle on who leads your franchise. What people call brand. I don't like that term all the time.
It's not a good brand right now.
It's a bad brand.
Yeah. Tortorella is not going to engender hope.
No.
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 Quite the opposite.
So, Tortorella, would you can him? Let us know. 2-1. I mean, it's really bad. I know a lot of people aren't paying attention to the Flyers. I get it. But, guys, I know historically you love the Flyers. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace right now. And then the coach is saying, I'm not doing it. It's not an Andy Reid. Like, he's actually not doing a good job. He's, like, actually not doing a good job. They don't even compete. Let's go to the phones.
It's basically saying he's not.
Equipped
or interested to deal with coaching a team like
that's a
this.
Bad
like this.
Quote.
And by the way, they're not going to be the 85 Oilers next year. No. It's still going to be a ramp up.
I can't imagine if I'm a player and I hear my coach
I agree, John.
Say,
single me and my teammates out.
Yeah.
He's putting himself above the team. This team is below me, my worthiness as a coach. These players don't live up to how great I am. So why should I bother? I can't imagine these play. How does that motivate me?
You know, when the last time
the opposite. It motivates me to go in there and try to strangle them.
Yeah. The last time, Rhea, tell me if you remember this. The last time I feel like we heard something sort of like this from a Philadelphia coach was Doug Collins in the final year when he talked about he was looking for an exit strategy.
Oh, yeah. No,
Just remember, these are grown men.
Exit strategy.
Yeah,
I think he was a really good coach when he was interested, but that third year, he's looking for an exit strategy. Bynum didn't play.
He lost me as a fan. That
it was
last
horrible.
Year. I hate it. His final news conference when it was all about him, you're right. That's very similar.
And I think the guy could really coach, but at some point, it's like, come on, dude. Twitterella last night. I mean, enough. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls and all this. Should the Flyers can Twitterella, your excitement or lack thereof for the Phils? Look, I'm fired up, guys. We got a great baseball team. I repeat, we got a great baseball team. Doesn't guarantee you win the World Series. It does guarantee you're probably going to have a pretty damn good year. So tell us where you stand on that, plus Ruben tomorrow in studio, phone calls on all these topics, and your chance to win $100 at Wild Fork Foods. Give us the best character ever in a sports movie that was an adversary. Best answer wins the prize. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on this Wednesday morning on 94 WIP.